Missed any of the show, grab the podcast. Free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com. iTunes or on the Stitcher app. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Well, I don't get a brain man cold, but
I sound like that. And warn me.
No, he doesn't sound Australian. He just
sound unintelligible. Australian. Right. I dropped in another Australian line there earlier, Craig. I called you Craig.
Craig. Crikey.
Remember when I said maybe the other day?
Yeah.
Out of nowhere? It's a weird affliction. You just say random words in another accent for no reason. Don't even try it.
Surely there's a reason.
Well, we talked about maybe an aneurysm. LD and I talked about that off the air. Could be.
I thought I had one yesterday.
Could be. You're right. You get a little pain in your head real quick and it goes away and you think, oh, that could be it.
Yes.
Yeah, that sucks. Apparently that pain's got to last for a while, though. And that's an aneurysm.
Yeah, but it startles you. Yeah. I was just waiting for the lights to go out.
Exactly. It does startle you, right?
Yeah. Never had the pleasure.
No.
And a lot of people who have aren't here to tell you about it.
No. An aneurysm. No, not at all. Not at all.
You were waiting for the lights to go out, and then you realized your eyes were closed.
And, yeah. Yes. I did that.
I know.
My problem.
Well, that was alcohol-induced right there.
A little lower this morning.
That was Percocet.
Well, that's
my favorite.
Yeah.
My problems are induced by, I think, chorizo and habanero sauce.
All right.
I've been here an hour and made three trips to the bathroom already.
Oh, did you have a Mexican last night?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, are we all going to get the pleasure of enjoying that one this morning?
Yeah.
And, you know, there was some Audible stuff going on last night, which I wish I could have saved for the air.
But, me too, man.
No, and I don't even want to throw out a tester now.
She only farted around your wife. Tell her that. Honey, I love you. I only fart around you. I don't fart around the guys.
All right, the best ones are in bed.
The old Todd Dutch oven.
Said like that.
Right.
And then I had the coffee. That kicks everything.
Yeah,
in.
Oh, yeah.
That gets the bowels
gets
moving.
Gets everything moving. Friday, Craig. I know you enjoy the weekends.
Well, not like I enjoy Valentine's Day.
That's right. Happy Valentine's Day for all you lovers out there. Valentine's Day for all you lovers out there.
I did not purchase anything for my wife for Valentine's Day, and she got me some clothes. So there's trouble.
Uh-oh.
Are they nice clothes?
You know, what kind of clothes? New drawstring pants to wear to, you know?
Yeah, no, a little golf top.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Top? Are you wearing blouses now?
A Greta Van Fleet.
Yeah, one of those t-shirt. Sleeveless,
okay,
really tight fitting.
One of those half zips, kind of like you got on there. Oh,
that's nice. You should buy her something today, then.
Well, I'll probably.
You pay the mortgage.
Tomorrow, we're going to go out, to the mall tomorrow.
All right.
Nice little skirt to go with it.
All right. On the way to bowling.
I think we'll bowl on Sunday.
All right. That's right. No more football. All the XFL though.
Yeah, but they usually
play Saturday, too.
They have that on at the...
There's a 5 o'clock game show at the bowling alley.
At the bowling alley.
Yeah. What's new, Craig?
Whatever. We are celebrating National Self-Check Month.
Your nuts or your breasts?
Yeah, so check yourself.
Whatever you
checking?
Got.
Right. Everything? Yeah, what you got?
You check for lumps, you mean?
Right.
Sure.
I got lumps, but I don't think they're cancerous.
Oh. No, I mean, he means your nuts.
Could
if there's lumps in your nuts, you're probably cancer.
Well, it could be anything. It's not. It doesn't say.
Check.
Didn't say specifically what to check. No, and
could
I didn't look into
door.
It because
check the garage.
That's
door.
Right.
I do.
Right. National Checking Syndrome Day.
Shut up. That's every day for me.
Are you going to read Colin Kaepernick's new memoir?
Probably not.
It'll explore why he still wants to play for the NFL.
I mean, I'd like to read excerpts, but I think people already pretty much have their mind made up about that.
It'll look into his mindset over the last few years.
He wants too much money for the XFL. Right. I don't blame the guy wanting real
a
cash.
A Kaepernick hater reading that book and then saying, oh, I've totally changed my mind.
You know,
in fact, you could stop it. I don't see a Kaepernick hater reading that book.
I don't see a Kaepernick hater actually doing any major charity work like he
Let
does.
Let me shorten
either,
it up even
way.
More. I don't see a Kaepernick hater reading.
Reading, there you go. That's it. Too much nuance in that story, Todd.
There really is.
Just stop dealing.
I don't know what nuance means.
Stand up for the king. That's a Kaepernick hater.
I don't like it.
Stand up when the king walks in.
You'll get insight from a gentleman who rarely gives interviews in his book.
Did he talk before all the controversy was swirling around him?
I have no idea.
I don't think he was that
He ticked me off before he was doing that. He beat my team horribly.
Oh, that's right.
When he first got that job, he did well against everyone.
And he was in the Super Bowl.
Kind of slacked off a skosh.
Yeah, he did.
And was only good against my team.
The Packers.
Yeah.
That's why we liked
him
for a while.
But I liked
him. Yeah.
I thoroughly enjoyed it.
New season next year.
Against the Packers.
That's just wrong.
Who won the Super Bowl this year? I forgot already.
Well, at least we
team up the road.
At least this year we learned that it wasn't just Colin Kaepernick's 49ers that could take them to the woodshed in the playoffs.
It's just the Niners.
It's
now.
Just the 49ers.
Right.
Whoever's playing quarterback.
Right.
Still, I don't like it.
Oh no, me neither, Craig.
No. I do.
But
most importantly, I do.
They took your team to the woodshed before they took our team to the woodshed.
Yes, the Niners let us down the Super Bowl, though. That's what sucked.
Choked.
Yeah, they did. They totally choked. Screw Nick Allen. Screw Nick Allen. And screw the Chiefs.
So how many times did the Chiefs do that? Come back from a tough score in the second half, quarter.
Three playoffs.
Okay, so did those are those teams choking then?
No, the Texans weren't that good. The Niners choked.
Right, I think
we watched those games.
What's the difference?
The Chiefs
there's a difference.
The Chiefs offense, it's that good. They're that good.
So then the other team didn't choke.
I don't think so.
Niners and those choked. Three in a row.
Niners choked.
They were down 10, 10, and 24.
Yeah. Niners choked. I don't want to relive that game. Move on.
Yeah, you do.
It's a new season coming up. We're all back in it. Everybody's 0-0.
And that whole
nobody cares what you did yesterday.
Yeah. The whole sequence of the playoffs there, Houston choked the most because they had the biggest lead.
Yeah, but they weren't the best team, though. The Niners were the better
team. They came
out
with a commanding lead, right. And then the Chiefs came back on them.
Well, yeah, they gave up a 50-burger in three quarters.
Right.
They were up 24-0 at the end of the first.
Screw the Texans, too. This isn't a rerun, by the way. Move on.
California Naval Base now in possession of 20,000 pounds of almost smuggled cocaine. The Coast Guard ship docked in San Diego, unloaded the bags worth $338 million.
No more cocaine left, right?
Seized in the Pacific Ocean from 8 different boats over the last couple of months.
So does it have to get to the intended recipient before it can be considered smuggled cocaine?
Well, that was me that put the almost in.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah, it didn't make it.
Because technically, it was smuggled.
Was it?
It just got
out of somewhere else.
It's smuggled, but intercepted.
Is it?
I think so.
I don't know if the act has to be completed for the smuggling to be a thing.
Yeah, but then we wouldn't hear about any smuggled cocaine because it would be in somebody's possession.
No,
and out of the
then it's smuggled. That's the way you got it. It was smuggled.
Oh, I hope so.
Let me rephrase that. That's the way someone got it.
Don't do cocaine, kids.
It was smuggled.
I'm quite certain that
they don't do cocaine. If you do, make sure you're really young.
I was in possession of back in the day, was smuggled.
All of it was. Yeah, we didn't grow it.
All right, it's not locally grown
cocaine. It's not.
Yeah, and that that waited until it got to you to be intercepted.
And why couldn't cocaine have been like weed, good for you? Pissed me off.
Well,
no, really.
No. Early on in the cocaine heyday,
they thought it was. They thought right in the 70s. They thought there was no side effect.
No downside.
That's right.
Before that,
but by the 80s, we knew there was a downside. But the 70s, before our time. You're right. There was no downside.
But previous to that, when it was legal, it was a food additive.
Yeah, I know that, but it wasn't getting you jacked up like it does then.
No, I'm sure it was minute amounts. Right. But you know, you don't hear anything good. You hear good stuff now about microdosing with the psilocybin, LSD,
under care,
the MDMA,
sitting on a beach somewhere.
Doses.
The microdose is not necessarily under care. Do not confuse a microdose and dealing with therapy with.
It's just a dude has to just walk you through it on the beach in
Jamaica. A microdose is not, you don't feel a microdose. You aren't tripping on a microdose, hence the term micro.
Oh, then that's not what they're doing in Jamaica.
That is not what they're doing in Jamaica.
Yeah, because those guys are tripping.
Yes.
Yeah,
they are tripping. A microdose kind of picks you up a skosh.
All right.
That is it.
Right. It should be barely noticeable.
Yeah.
Oh, you should feel
normal. Once again, then I'm right. Well, with you guys, what's the point?
The microdose should make you feel normal.
All right.
Like if you're depressed.
All right.
It should snap you out of that.
Got or it. Even give you a little energy and whatnot,
yeah.
They say.
That's the intention of the microdose.
Two different things.
Not to make you trip.
Yep.
But to make you feel normal again.
Health officials in China say the coronavirus has now killed nearly 1,500 people there.
You know, they changed that name. LD had a great story about that. You hear that?
Hey, it was on Colbert last night. They changed it to the...
Corvus
or something like that?
What's the name of the new... What they call it, Craig? Art 9... What do they call it?
CVI 19 or something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You know. There's a company that actually
called the exact
that
same
name.
Thing.
So they make Corona like audio and video cables.
Yeah, right. So Corona's thinking, okay, let's get rid of that, which, by the way, it's not going away because once you call it something, it's going to stick. But whatever they named it to, LD said, is actually the name of another company.
You think they could have looked that up?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, there's no getting
Google
away
it.
From it. Like, you know, when ISIS came into the forefront.
Right.
There were apartment buildings.
Yes.
There were, Archer.
Yeah.
You know? That was their name of their agency.
That's true, but there was also,
ISIS.
You're right, there was a huge upscale apartment complex, a condo complex in Miami, I think
right.
It's called ISIS, right, yeah.
And I think there were other things named
yeah,
ISIS,
there was,
too,
yeah.
And you know, that kind of tarnished the image a little bit.
Last night.
Yeah, I can't seem to find the name, but LD did mention
yeah,
that.
It was
there's
his
a
name
company.
His name.
A company.
There's a face palm yesterday.
That has the same name.
I mean, COVID-19 or something.
Yeah.
COVID. COVID. COVID-19.
Yeah,
so there's
so,
a,
I mean,
apparently
if,
a COVID incorporated.
And there are
out
morons
there.
Out there. If you have choice of coax cables, you might not pick this guy because he's called the COVID. Yeah.
Yeah.
Any downtick in business is going to affect you.
Cables, yeah. Wall plates, and audio video products. COVID Inc. They're bumming today.
They're calling it Corona.
Yeah, Corona's looking at them going, yeah, sucks, doesn't it?
Yeah, but Corona's just...
Because it doesn't appear the coronavirus is going away anytime soon.
Not even next year. It's going to be one of those, you know... I saw there was a great meme about, hey, you anti-vaxxers, go to China, see how it is.
Yeah, give it a test.
Go there.
Bring your kids.
Well, everyone
bring the whole family.
Corona first.
Right.
I mean,
it's never
going to
go away. Corona's staying.
That's already come off
the
tongue.
Right,
some people knew it from the sun.
Yeah, yeah. But the Corona beer's taken over that even.
Before the beer took over, I knew it as the little,
and the beer took over.
The edge of the sun.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what it was named after.
For
it's also the tip of your penis, right?
No.
No, I don't
never
think
never
so.
Heard that one.
No. No. Whatever you call
at
yours.
At least not mine.
Okay. Oh, that's a crown.
That might be the...
That's a crown.
Yeah. The name of the tip of your penis.
Yeah.
Maybe.
See? It's afflicted puss.
The afflicted puss. Well, here's some fake news.
The glands?
That,
there
yeah,
you go.
Yeah,
just
glands.
Of the sun?
Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. And glands, is it even close to Corona?
No.
Here's a fake news story. Scientists say they found a new relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Oh, yeah.
This one's being called the Reaper of Death. It was discovered in Canada, thought to be the oldest member of the T-Rex family, discovered in northern North America at nearly, and here's where the trouble comes in. This is the stupid scientists are saying this thing is nearly 80 million years old.
Suck it, Jesus.
No.
Yeah. Not possible.
I have a book that says otherwise.
Yep, right.
One book, and it's not, it's fables.
And it doesn't say that.
How come they always say it says that?
Because they're idiots.
Okay. I'm not.
Hey, I don't
you guys,
know
you,
got,
you Christians got to get your crap together. You got to get on the same page.
No.
Yeah. If you're all on the same page, I might start believing you.
No, you won't.
Well, we're starting.
No, really. If you're all on the same page, you'd have a better argument.
It's the creation museum guy.
I'm with you.
That started that 6,000 years. And
Bush said it.
Obviously.
Bush, as president, Bush said it.
He pulled that out of his ass. Yeah. I don't know where that 6,000 number came from.
His ass.
I just want to know which one is, if this dude's related to T-Rex, which one is Scott Rex?
Right.
Is he the more famous now?
Does T-Rex have longer arms?
The Reaper of Death?
Yeah.
I don't know. This dinosaur measured about 26 feet long, had 3-inch teeth.
How's that compare to the T-Rex?
It's similar.
Yeah, but if you're called Reaper of Death, I think the T-Rex now becomes Scott Rex.
Did they exist at the same time?
I don't
know. That's a great question.
Right, were they arch rivals?
Yeah. I don't see how they could have since...
They're the same.
Since they only went back 6,000 years, you'd think we'd have a better record.
Oh, we'd probably see a few walking around still.
But it'd probably be a pretty good fight between this animal and the T-Rex, the heavyweight champions of the world.
Which one did Jesus ride at the most? Time.
Whatever, which one he ever wanted to, because he was Jesus.
This sounds like a tough ask. The frontman for the band, the 1975, wants to be as inclusive as possible. He tweeted a pledge to only play at festivals if a certain percentage of the other artists are women or non-binary. He's already agreed to some festivals that don't follow this, so he's still going to do that.
What's the percentage?
I mean, it's about 50-50. Yeah.
And add a couple of women bands in there, and you're fine, man.
Sure. And then a couple bands that say they're non-binary. Right, right. Everybody steps up and says they're non-binary.
Well, you got to have a bunch of women in there.
Yeah, do the non-binary fest. Yeah.
Some people say there need to be more female bands in order to make this a reasonable request.
Yeah, a full band, right? Because if it's just a lead singer, then you're outnumbered by the dudes in the band, right? Yeah.
I don't really care, as long as they're good.
Yeah. I like chicks at rock.
There are good female bands out there.
But he's right. Craig's right. At some point, you're like, we've got like all of them we can find, and we're still not at 50-50.
Well, I think the other guys in the band are saying, dude, we need the checks. Let's go.
Well, dude. And the festival guys then be like, well, we just won't hire you.
Right, exactly. I mean, there's plenty of those kind of alternative bands that would play these things. Well, at least he isn't one of those. At least he wasn't as hardcore as McCartney. McCartney can actually do stuff. Because he's Paul McCartney, he can do the no meat thing backstage.
Yeah,
but this guy could say, at least he's not saying no hot dogs at the festival.
You know, does a band like the Pretty Reckless count? Because I think just
they do, but they're outnumbered by the dudes in the band.
I don't know how that goes.
Right, I don't think it's all dudes in that band. I think it's just the chick who fronts the band.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
So they outnumber her.
Does
so
that count?
The percentage. Yeah.
Does that count as a female band?
Does it?
Because it's a female lead singer.
How they figure that?
Right. The rest of the guys are in the band.
What percentage of composition? Yeah, you really can't go around making demands like that.
Yeah,
unless you're in a position to do that.
And apparently they are.
Yeah. If you have that many options, I suppose you can.
I see more like LD said, more festival organizers just going, skip that band.
Yeah.
I just refuse to go to shows where the band sucks.
No, you don't.
That's what. Yes, I do.
You've been to shows where the band sucks.
Well,
you may refuse now. Well, you've been to a lot of shows where at least one of the bands sucked.
Well,
been to shows together where at least one of the bands sucked.
Kanye West sucked. Brooks and Dunn sucked. That's right. Because they were.
Give me this. I don't go to that. Yes, you do.
I pay for the. Well, I get free tickets to the.
We go in
RedZoneTickets.com
because we like the headliner.
The headliner,
of that show.
And most times I like the opening act too.
The opening act sucks, and sometimes the headliner ends up sucking.
Yeah, but they're a good band.
Mark Knopfler. Bob Dylan.
Yeah, well, that sucked altogether.
Most disappointing concert, far and away. Oh, there isn't even a close second.
Not even a close second.
You know, I talked to a buddy of mine.
Nothing close.
He saw them.
Hilarious
to
me.
Two of the best artists in the history of rock.
He saw them.
The worst concert ever
in
seen.
In Denver and had the same experience. He didn't recognize.
Well, everybody had the same experience.
Yeah. He didn't recognize Tangled Up in Blue till 2 minutes into the song. Just like us.
That's happened to me several times with Bob Dylan.
So they did the same show in Omaha as they did in Denver, and they both equally sucked.
Yes.
From the reports I got.
I've seen that more than I've seen that more than once.
So the whole tour.
I've seen several tours of Bob Dylan. And there's only been a couple
where you can hear him.
Where
he sings like this record.
Where you go, oh, that's Bob Dylan.
Right.
Yeah. And then a couple of years later, he went to see Mark Knopfler, and he did not suck, and he played Dire Straits songs.
Not just
songs off of his album that was released only in Europe, which is what we got.
Yes.
And I think Walk of Life or some Dire Straits song tired of.
We had So Far Away, I think.
That's it.
That sucked, too.
Yeah. Give me a...
Screw you, Bob Dylan and Mark Knopfler for
Dire Straits deep cut.
Yeah. For the money it took me, I didn't pay for that show, but it still sucked.
But people did pay for that.
I know they did. Yeah.
So you see these Facebook top 10 albums, you know, where somebody says,
oh, you're right, well, you like him.
They're commissioning you, so somebody commissioned me, but to me that seems like a lot of homework. And
well, you know you're going to leave one out.
Yeah, I'm afraid to leave one out.
And you want to look cool, so you put something in that's crappy,
you
like
can't
get like Kanye.
List out of him. Right,
right. See, but most of my stuff, when I was jotting them down, I just kind of threw my head, jotted down, you know, soundtrack of my life. Right. And it would have been a lot of stuff from the 70s and the 80s when I was a teenager.
Right.
When I listened to music all the time.
So I was a teenager for two decades.
Yeah.
We all were.
It works out.
We all were at least that long.
Man, maybe longer than that.
Don't put Todd down for that.
That's true.
I am them.
Yeah.
No, somebody threw
I've
that
seen
one.
Those lists too, but I could tell. I don't even know these people sometimes. They're trying to be too cool.
Somebody threw too that cool one at me last fall sometime, and I thought, oh, this is kind of cool. I might. But then, there was supposed to be one a day for 10 days.
Oh, I saw that.
Oh, no, I'm not going to keep this up for 10 days.
And you didn't care about other people, so they know they're not going to care about yours.
No.
That's the thing.
No.
I didn't care.
And I know I'm going to miss a good one.
Of course.
There are great albums I've never heard.
Well, yeah, but there are great albums I've heard that I like, and I'd forget to put them on there.
And not only that, there's albums that I really like that really aren't that good.
No. Well,
I mean, I have to admit that. Yeah, I like them.
Yeah, but you're worried about what other people think then. You shouldn't. Just like it for what you like.
Well, no, I do like it. But, they're almost indefensible. You're like, yeah, that's probably not that good, but I like it.
Yeah.
They don't really specify the criteria.
Whatever you like.
Yeah, there was
that's
supposed
whatever
to be,
you like.
What's the word that they use?
What you think you like.
When they say top 10, what do they mean?
The stuff you want to hear on a desert island, that's what I always think of. You had 10 albums you got to listen to for the rest of your life.
Yeah, I think that's what it was supposed to impact your life, but you know, I'm not the kind of guy.
Impact my life.
Yeah, my ass.
Thank
you, Craig.
I've never watched a movie. I've never listened to an album and
my
said,
ass.
That changed my life.
No.
I mean, it had an influence. It takes me back.
Well, except for Titanic.
Yeah,
that changed our lives.
But I can only think of a couple from this century that had any influence.
And that's no problem. That's no problem, Todd. You don't have to like stuff that's just because somebody tells you to.
Because I'd probably put, even though it's not an album, Greta Van Fleet in there because I was just, that was the band that came
that's
out.
That's time of your life.
That kind of, no, just resurrected, I thought, rock. Just
I would have put Zeppelin 4 on there.
Though. Rock.
I love Greta Van Fleet, but they sound like Zeppelin, which is good.
And then... what's the album with Linkin Park's Numb? I have fond memories of that because my son and I, who I don't see much very more because he went to Mexico, he was jamming that the entire time on a trip to Wyoming.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I got to like it by the end of the trip.
Yeah.
At first I was what is this crap?
Well, I'm with Craig still.
This ain't bad.
I'm with Craig too. Oh, believe me, I have to sit through this new country sometimes in the car, and it's the worst thing. It's ice picks to your ear.
Meteora.
That'd be more enjoyable.
Yeah. Oh, it would be.
I think. Is that Meteora, the album with Numb, Linkin Park?
Yes, yeah, okay. Their second
like
album.
Like Jason Church or, you know.
Yeah, there will be
those kind of guys.
Or Eric Aldean.
Eric Aldean. That stuff is
good one.
Ice picks to your freaking ears. It's so bad.
Eric Stapleton.
Oh, my God.
Chris.
It's just the worst music out there. Don't even email me. Your taste sucks. I'm talking to my son, by the way. All right.
Welcome back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.